Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Woo! I'm grateful. I am grateful, thankful to God. God bless you, Prophet Nina. I pray you're in a place to have conversation with me on this evening. Amen. If you are, if you would, please press 1. I'd greatly appreciate it. Listeners, thank you so much for joining the Empowerment Place on this evening. We are grateful for come and share that which the Lord has laid on our spirits to do. And this week, we're going to talk from the topic, what is the title of your read? What is the title of your read? So, Holy Governor, we acknowledge you right now as Chief Teacher. Father, we thank you for this time of conversation, this time of teaching, this time of impartation. Right now, Valerie yields all of who she is in order that the Holy Spirit would speak to me and through me to encourage and empower your people tonight, God. Father, I thank you. I consider it a privilege and an honor to be here in the midst, to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. We thank you now for what's about to take place. Be glorified, Father. We thank you, and we count it down. In Jesus' name, amen, and amen, 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 amen. Whew, I thank God. Thank God. I tell y'all, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. That's just, yeah, I thank God. There's no better way to put it. I thank God. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2 reads, ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Again, ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Whew, known and read of all men. Cha. You know, I don't do a lot with these Facebook things, you know. I don't do a lot with that stuff because it's just an algorithm based off of what you've touched, what you've typed. And just like Amazon knows to put ads on your page and Zoom in, it puts ads on my pages, and JCPenney and a couple other stores put ads on my page on Facebook and other social media. It also picks up character traits. It picks up the words that you say. It picks it up, and it's going to always have some measure of truth because it's only giving back that which you put out. And so as we were driving in on this evening, and I asked my husband, what are we talking about today? He didn't have much to say. Not that he didn't have much to say. He was tired. I understood that. But I thought about the people that we encounter, saved and unsaved, the people that we encounter. And for those that know who we are, and recognize and give honor where honor is due. Not that we have to be honored, but the gift, the calling, the anointing, the office, the honor. But I looked at that. I just had a moment because we went today to fellowship with our sons and their families in Kingsport, Tennessee. And we went to a church, and I really didn't go to Tennessee prepared to go to church. I went prepared to serve. And my capacity as character coach to the men's team. And so I had blue jeans, sneakers, and T-shirt, and that's what I wore. And so we go to the church, and we just look like African-American people that showed up in this place, not knowing who we are, what we do, not taking time to even read who we are by the Spirit, but just making an assumption based on what they see. And so the Holy Spirit said to me, as living epistles being read by all men, saved and unsaved, black, white, yellow, green, purple, straight, gay, Ku Klux Klan, Blood Crips. I mean, the whole gamut of who we are as people. How are we being read? So I did this game, this name test earlier on Facebook, and Valerie wears her heart on her sleeve, and she sometimes cries in secret, and she protects the people she loves, and she has a lot of faith in God and has a heart of gold and does not give up easily, and she loves traveling. That's how Facebook reads me. That's Facebook's version of who Valerie is. And I said, okay, Holy Spirit, if I was to pull people interactions based on any given day, for me to declare that I am a child of God, that I am a kingdom ambassador, that I am God's called, God's chosen, God's anointed, the apostle in God's church in the market. I am all these things. But I wonder, see, when they look at me. Also read a very true post about how people will sometimes look at our faith and try to determine what we feel or what we're thinking. And a lot of times they're wrong. They're wrong because they don't know us, especially for individuals who are prophetic. We'll never know what's on our mind, never know what we're thinking, never know what we're feeling. So they can't really read us with great accuracy. But at the same time, although they can't read us as that individual who is hearing something from God, feeling something in their spirit, how are people reading that? Now, when we go to Galatians 5, 22, 23, God bless you, Pastor Tori, for being here. She's all on this fruit of this and share some depth about this. But when we look at what is the title of your read, does your title fall under Galatians 5, 22, 23? It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. Do any of that fruit of the Spirit fall into the context of the read when people see you, when they encounter you? Are they able to say, oh, that's Valerie, she's full of love. Oh, that's Valerie, she's full of joy. Oh, that's Valerie, and she has with her the peace sometimes that passes all understanding. That's Tori Lynn. That's Nina. That's Benny. That's Gloria. Christian, who has no patience with people. Because if we're patient, then we display endurance and long-suffering and perseverance. We understand that God is patient, and he awaits for us, and he calls for us to be patient. Are we that read? Is that a part of our title, that we're patient? You know, I'm grateful for those who are on the line. If you would press one, if you're in a place where you can share, I'd love to hear your thoughts about, if you had to title me, what is the title of my read to you? And then take a quick inventory of who you are and how others encounter you, and share with me
what's the title of your read? Based on feedback and interactions and encounters you have with other people, some that may know who you are in the body and some who may not. But, and it's important, too, that if we're being read by all people, we shouldn't have a church read and then we have a home read and then we have a street read. Is our read consistent? Consistent, you say? Consistent with? Consistent, yes. Is your read consistent? Because some people may pick up your read and say, oh, this is an autobiography. Then some would pick it up and go, oh, this is a novel. And then someone else will pick it up and say, oh, this is a comedy script.
Good evening, Alfonso. Thank you. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Apostle Valerie and Benning. This is a great, great topic of conversation, of impartation this evening. And as you were talking about our read, whereas we may be consistent in our behaviors with regard to our own internal read, I think too often those that we interact with, not unless they see beyond flesh, what they perceive as our read is going to be totally different. You may encounter some that do not want to see Holy Spirit reside within you. So that read is going to possibly be reflective of what they may have seen 10, 20 years ago and not your read as a present. So I think sometimes whereas our actions can be consistent, the view of the world is going to be from the world is going to be different.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Patrick. That, yeah, dependent upon who you're encountering and where they are will also determine how they read you. There are a lot of people, and it's very true. We will encounter people from our past who, because they have not made any movement, will only see you based on what they knew you to be in the past. And if you're an individual who back then you did one thing, but now you're in a better place, you're in a bigger place, your territory is expanded, your understanding of purpose is solid, and you're moving about doing that which God has mandated for your life, and you're living sweatlessly, they're probably looking at you hating and going, I don't care what nobody say, I remember when. You might look at her all you want and see that she did that and the third, but I remember. And when it's that individual who will fail to acknowledge the truth about what is before them, then their struggle is not with you. Their struggle then resides internally, and it's a struggle that they have with God. And because as living epistles, being read by all men, because of your relationship with Christ, because you're new in him. He says, behold, all things are new. Because you've given up your old life, your old ways, your old conversations to embrace the greater that God has for you, how people read you. And hear me clear. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We want to be very mindful of how we appear before people because we never want our witness to harm anybody. We never want anybody to look at us to know who we are in Christ and be swayed to say, well, if she did that and she this, well, then I can do that same thing. We never want even our good to be evil spoken of. So we are very mindful, but we also have to be very aware that no matter how much you do, no matter where you go, does not matter. Some people, because of their own issues, will not be able to read you.
Mm-hmm.
They won't be able to read you. They will not be able to read you. Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you. It's like going to the library. I could go into the library and take all 8 of our grandchildren. God would have to bless me richly to do that. But I could imagine me going into the library, Benny and I, with all 8 of our grandchildren. Our youngest grandchildren are 3, and we have 3 of them that are 3. Our oldest grandchild is 10. Now, imagine how much territory we have to cover in the library, because our babies are going to want one type of read. Our 6-year-old is going to want a different type of read. Our 5-year-old is going to want a different type of read. Our 10-year-old is going to want a different type of read. And so we're going to have to keep going from section to section, section to section, to find what's comparable for their intellect so that they can be fulfilled in what they pick up. It is such, oh, Holy Ghost, thank you. People that we encounter, we are mindful of what we present, because we want to present Christ in everything that we do. But because of their spiritual inclination to stay in the pit when they can be in the palace, they're not going to be able to discern what's before them. They're only going to see what they're used to seeing while they were in the mud. And that's blank slates. Blank slates. Say, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you. Whew. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was sharing with my husband as we were coming home again, you know. It's nice to be able to just get away. Although I was doing work for the team, serving, it was just good for my husband and I to just get away from our normal routine and spend time away from home, just being in each other's company, having time to just have dialogue about nothing, but just to share. And, you know, our observations of things that we picked up, we're looking at the same thing, and we're both seeing differently. And we pretty even keel, you know, where we are, what God is doing, how we perceive. We don't always hear the same, but we're sort of in the same place. We're equally yoked. But we look at situations, we can look at the same situation, and he reads something of chapter 3, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh, that ain't even the book that I see that in. I see a different book. And so as we are being mindful of what is the title of your read, we also have to be mindful of where we're allowing our read to go. It's just like every audience is not our audience. Every platform is not your platform. Every people is not your people. And so for you, you have to discern. You and I, we have to discern. God, where do you want me? What do you want me to do? God, because yes, I can go back home to West Point, Virginia, the place where I was raised, and not be accepted. Not be heard, be read. Why? Because a prophet is never welcome in his own home. And because my understanding of who I am and what God is doing to and through me and what the Holy Spirit speaks to me and what I'm able to read from those who have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, and I'm going to speak the truth according to what the Spirit of God gives me utterance to do, I'm not going to be read there. And I recognize that that's not the place where God is going to use me. What does he do? He picks my husband and I up, and he moves us to a place that we're not familiar with, but he places us here because there's a work to do and an audience that when they see us, they read, oh, my God, these are servants. Oh, my God, these people love God. Oh, my God, these people want to make a difference. Oh, they're touching the lives of young people. They're touching the lives of women. They're releasing a sound. They're roaring. Oh, my God. But if we were to come back home, to come back home, we send out a flyer and we say, hey, come and join us. They don't even want to look at the flyer because of who's on it. Don't be offended. And yes, Holy Spirit, I hear you. Don't be offended when you are living and doing it according to what the Holy Spirit has given you. Do not be offended when you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, your service that changes daily, because the greater you grow in him, the greater you acknowledge him, the greater you give to him. When you present yourself that way and you're the living epistle being read of all men, don't be mad because somebody didn't pick your book. Don't get upset because they didn't ask you to speak. Don't get upset because they didn't ask you to be their Women's Day speaker. Don't get mad because they didn't ask you to preach at the revival. Don't get mad if they didn't ask you to sit on the panel for somebody's consecration or ordination. Don't get mad. Actually, you should rejoice because you say, God, I felt that I could help that situation, but evidently where you have me and where you're about to take me, they can't see it and they can't recognize it. So, God, thank you for preparing me for that audience that will be able to read what it is you're doing in and through my life so that I'll be able to serve and be the blessing that you want me to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just had this conversation.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I just had that conversation.
Bless the Lord. Yes. But we have to be mindful. God bless you, Apostle Gloria. God bless you, Minister Angela. Thank you all for being on the line. What's the title? What's the title if you read? And based on the title, based on the genre, come on, y'all. Even as living epistles being read of men, even as servants of the Most High God, even as change agents, our life experiences are not even the same, y'all. So I can talk about you about the empowerment journey. You and I, Nina, can talk to people about being his daughter. Or what that relationship means or not. As Valerie, I can talk to you about the seeds I've sown, but not everybody has that story. I can share with you. Hear me roar. I'm ready to roar. I want to be made whole. I can share that type of story with you. You can read that about me because of the work, the redemptive work that Christ did on my behalf. That I have been transformed by the renewing of my mind. That is one place where I would have been offended because people didn't call my name, because I didn't get the invitation, because I wasn't chosen to speak. At one time, I might have felt some kind of way because I was saying, God, what's wrong with me? Why is it that they never picked me? God, what am I doing wrong? God, what? And if they're not very careful, thank you, Holy Spirit, the world the enemy will try to get you with that and try to sway you to act more like the world instead of doing what God says. So try to alter your plan and to get you to be conforming to the world's way instead of being true to what it is that God has placed on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Another thing that we want to do when people read us, they want to read an authentic book. They don't want to read something that's been plagiarized. They want an authentic read. Because they don't want you to look just like that one and sound just like that one and say what they say and do what they do. They want to look at you and know that I can look at that person, I can talk to that person, I can watch their life, I can see what God is doing. I can hear what God is doing. I can see the impact that they're making in the lives of those that they're connected to. I can trust that read right there. But if you're going to try to do what you see everybody else do, then why are they going to need you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to plagiarize everything, try to be a copycat.
Hey, God. And unfortunately, and I guess the bad part about it too is that even as you have those that are in the leadership roles, in their mind, that's what you should be doing. You should be doing exactly what it is they should be doing. You should be worshiping the same way that they're worshiping. But they don't understand that just as we are each individually made, we each have individual read that what we do is supposed to mimic them. So then you're not being authentic and you're not listening to Holy Spirit. You know, you're just looking at man and mimicking what man is doing and not being obedient to Holy Spirit. So if Holy Spirit has said, be an usher, do this for a bit, you know, then that's what you do. But then you don't want to sit in a group and be condemned because this is the thing that you've chosen to do. So it's just, it can be kind of crazy.
Amen. 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 Well, I bless God. I thank God for Holy Spirit. I thank God for an ear to hear. Amen. Thank you for an ear to hear. As this conversation has been impactful for me, pray that for you all as listeners on tonight, that this conversation has been a blessing to you as well. We have to be mindful that as we wear the banner of Christ, as we share with the dying world, that Jesus is the light of the world, that he comes to save us, to redeem us, to set us free, and that as a vessel that we desire to aid them, we want to make sure that what they see in us really does exemplify who he is in us. Now, do we have bad days? Yeah, we do. But handle that. Handle that. Yeah, I heard somebody say, they almost made me lay down my religion. I said, so is it like your pillow or your blanket? Which one is it? Because if you only pick it up as a comfort and then put it down when you operate in your flesh, then you don't have a true relationship. They looked at me like, oh, Lord, why I have to say that around her? Then maybe you need to watch what you say, because if that's who you say you are, then I need not hear that come out your mouth. You almost made me lay my religion down. We're not doing religion. We're doing relationship. That's what your issue is. Mm-hmm. Sir, you need a relationship. And so, my brothers and sisters, tonight, consider, what's the title of your read? And are you bothered that everybody's not picking up your book, not accepting your book, not turning the pages, not trying to get in-depth insight about the truth of who you are? If you're doing it the way that Christ says so, being led by the Holy Spirit, don't worry about it. But if you're not, check yourself. Make sure that you're not just being religious, but that you are building a relationship with Christ, so that as people, all men and women who read us, read us in such a way that they want to grow closer to Christ. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Make sure that we're lifting him up in our read and not lifting ourselves. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for this teaching time on tonight. Holy Governor, we thank you for what you've spoken. We thank you that the seeds are going to be planted into the hearts, minds, and spirits of your people, that it would bring forth the increase that you desire. We thank you and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Be empowered and good night.